Have y'all ever done anything particularly spontaneous? Like, I don't know, just something like crazy where you just impersonate another person. Tim, do you have any interesting stories?
Whoa, what?
I have a story here.
I have one. It's a little too on the nail.
Damn, that you would actually particular.
This would be the band. So maybe I've mentioned this, but I have been making a very slow slog through the book The Improv Mindset. It is an improv book that is meant to not only be a discussion about improv and the theory behind it and the technique behind it, but is also supposed to be practical. So they have little exercises and warm-ups you can do. And like as the book goes on, they have progressively harder and harder like tasks for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I kind of got stuck on that I just kind of put the book down was they wanted me to ask a person a random question. Just a random person out and about a random question.
Okay.
Or the other thing they suggested was sing a song at the top of your lungs at a public place. Oh. Yeah. So basically it's a lesson in embarrassing yourself, because embarrassment is the biggest barrier for improv. It's,
yeah,
you know, children, they naturally don't have that embarrassment because they're not taught all like the restraining social cues of society, which is why, you know, kids do the darnest things. It's because they have the freedom, and a lot of it is kind of unlocking that childlike imagination. So when I showed up for my bi-weekly, and by bi-weekly I mean twice weekly, gym class, and the instructor failed to show up because of a scheduling conflict, I saw an opportunity.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Let me paint a picture. I've been going.
Tim told me this story the other day, and he's been sitting on it for like weeks now.
Weeks.
And I could not believe it. My mind was blown. So enjoy.
I've been going to this gym now for about 6 months, pretty hardcore, like with the tier, like because we joined the gym at a quote unquote founder's rate, we got the top of the line membership for like $30. It was an insanely good deal, and you get access to free group fitness classes.
Damn.
You know, sauna, massage chairs, the run of the place for $30 a month, which is insane. A side note is it's run by a fitness, like, capital private equity kind of monster, which I learned later, which is, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Not a small, scrappy-owned gym like I thought. They're just starving out the competition, but offering great rates. but the trainer's there. I knew a trainer there. Some friends of mine, like my friend's wife, she was training there. So that's what kind of got me onto the classes. Like, oh, you should try the classes. Because at first I was just kind of doing my own thing. And I was like doing weird stuff in the gym, like Jacob's ladder for cardio, like the ski machine, you know, for arm workouts. Like I was kind of making a fool of myself. I was like, I need to get actually serious and do some rich minute exercises. So they have these classes. They have the HIIT classes, and they have tons of classes. But the ones that are earliest, those are the ones I go to because it works out with my schedule. So there are the HIIT classes, and then these classes called barbell classes. In the barbell classes, all the movements are supposed to be done with a lightweight barbell. Like, the barbell can't weigh more than 5 pounds. But you're supposed to work, like, do, like, a lot of reps in 45 minutes. And the way it's regimented is it's 8 rounds. You do a leg movement, an arm movement, a core, and then a cardio, and that kind of makes up 1 round. You repeat those same exercises, and then you move on to the next round. So in all, it's about 16 exercises that you're doing, and it really works you hard. Like, there is not a class that I go to that I'm not completely exhausted by the end of it.
Okay.
And like, the trainers there are really good. They have their own styles. They have their own playlists. Like, it's really, really cool. So when one of my favorite trainers didn't show up for class, everyone is looking around. Someone even went to the front desk to ask what was going on. And the front desk person came out and said, "Hey, everyone, sorry, but so-and-so got their schedule mixed up and we didn't have a sub, so there's no class today." And everyone was devastated. Like, there was just a look of just overall confusion. People were like, I woke up at 5 a.m. for this. Oh, okay. You know, like, kind of, like, generalized grumbling.
Yeah, yeah. That's understandable.
And I just kind of look around, and I, like, me and a couple other people, I've made some friends there, had, like, joked earlier, like, oh, if the teacher doesn't show up, I guess one of us have to teach it. And I was looking around, and I was like, so, who's going to teach? Like, that's what I asked, like, my fellow people. And one of my friends there at the gym, she is a yoga instructor. And she was like, I wouldn't teach this, but I'd like run music if someone else wanted to teach. And everyone just kind of looking around at each other. Then I was like, I could teach the class.
No, you didn't. I knew this was going, and I knew.
And they were like, wait, really? And the thing that got me is right before I offered, one of my other gym friends, she's like, ah, dang it, I just took my creatine. What am I going to do now? You know, you can't let your gym bros take their creatine and not get a good lift in. So there I go up to the front. I find where the mic is. I put on the mic. And because I have a friend who's a yoga instructor, they know how to work the sound system. So they help me turn it on. They get me plugged in, the sound system. They get their playlist on. And they're going to run the timer for me. So I just go up there and be like, hey, everyone. as you know, so-and-so is not going to be here today. So I'm going to teach class. Like, obviously, I have no obligation to stay. But, you know, a lot of us came here to work out. So let's work out.
It's very nice. So, it's very nice you gave them the option to leave this disaster.
And what's crazy is that everyone stayed. Not a single person left. Everyone was like, that is crazy. Let's give it a shot.
Guys, there is a video of Tim teaching this class.
Yes. I need it.
And the people following them along. Tim teaching this class. And it's gold. It's absolute gold. And we are dropping it when this episode drops.
Oh my gosh.
See, I'm really hoping. I'm hoping that the class, it's like when Tim's in charge, it's like the 80s aerobics classes and everyone's wearing the leotards.
We are arguably doing like an 80s-esque cardio movement in that video. So, Mark, your fantasy has come true.
So you're dressed like Richard Simmons, I guess.
There's more to the story.
Okay.
There's more?
There's more to the story.
Oh, God. Okay.
So during
Tim,
this,
Tim, can I just take a shot at it and see where we're at here? Did you get a job at the gym as a trainer?
No.
Okay. I thought that's where
he is going. Not far off. No.
So I teach the class, like, I'm huffing and puffing because I didn't realize how hard it is to teach and work out. So I had like my whole like 70-pound barbell originally, and then in the middle of it I looked up at everyone, I was like, I gotta take some weight off. So I'm like, Dave, shoving off weight, we're still doing the exercises, you know. I throw in some encouraging things, like while we're doing core I'm just like, you know, you could have done anything with your morning, but you showed up here, you're here to work out, you're starting your Wednesday, let's do this. And it's just like every like cheesy line that I heard of the last 6 months was just like combined into this one like class.
You only get one shot. One opportunity.
It's a chance to blow.
So I finish the class. I get a round of applause, mostly led by my gym friends because everyone's just so blown away. And as we're putting away weights, there's someone that I haven't seen there before. It's an older lady. And she goes up to me and she's like, oh, like, what are your other classes that you teach? Oh. And I'm like, I guess you weren't here for the beginning, but I actually don't work here.
Tim.
She's like, what?
Tim, could you fit your head out the door after a comment like that?
Barely, especially when everyone is calling me Coach Timmy by the end.
This is the beginning of Timmy's coach or fitness arc.
Listen, this can turn into a cult real easily.
That's how it starts.
This guy just came in, he took over the class, and we couldn't leave because we paid to be here.
Oh my god. So, Tim, now that you have done this, now that you have taken your improv to the next level, where you impromptu led a morning gym class, where will it take you next?
Just
I don't know.
Tim, I need you to promise me one thing. If you see a fire or if there's a hostage situation, just don't.
I can improv to be a firefighter.
Yes. I've seen this once.
In Spider-Man.
Oh, I'm not a paramedic, but I've seen someone do CPR before. I'm sure I can figure it out.
I watched Grey's Anatomy. I can do it.
Is there a Frederick flash mob?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. There's a lot that goes on in Frederick, you know, about the arts and stuff. They do have, like, local theater groups that I've always wanted to be a part of. But one of the reasons why I won't pursue teaching at my gym is because if I added one more thing onto my plate, I think I would, like literally, like, cease to exist. Like, I don't know if I've told Kelly, but I'm stressed to the max, y'all. Like, there's not one more thing I could put on this plate.
Yeah, please don't.
Tim starts developing multiple personalities. One of them is this gym trainer.
Coach Timmy.
Coach Tim. Oh, yeah.
See, how you can tell he wears, like, a headband for some reason, just comes along.
Why is he always sweating?
Oh man. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable story. I love it.
Oh my
How
god.
Could any of us top that?
I know.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I just wanted Tim to tell his whole story. He's the entire man. Yeah. If you have something that is close to that, go for it.
Nope.
But
here's the thing. We always roast Timmy because he likes to start from like Genesis to tell his stories.
Yes.
But the payoff is always good.
Yeah.
The payoff is always so good.
No notes. Well done.
He told me this at Ren Faire and I was just cackling in the middle of the area, just losing my mind.
Because it was like you're a psychopath.
When Ariel pulled out her phone and showed the video, I lost it.
I need that video. I cannot wait until this episode drops so I can watch that.
It'll drop Monday.
So excited.
It's so funny. It's like, the video is just like Tim, like, running the glass, and it just, like, pans, and there's just, like, six or seven people just mimicking his mouth. Couldn't believe it. I thought it'd be, like, two people, but it was, like, the whole ass class.
That's awesome.
As long as Maniac is playing the entire time, I mean.
Yes.
Oh, man. Truly amazing. Amazing, amazing. Another amazing thing is you're only about halfway through this night.
Oh, no.
We
ain't done yet.
It's 2 a.m., and you don't know how many more zombies are coming. You don't know if any more zombies are coming. I will tell you that I messed up a little bit of the last combat. Those zombie brutes were supposed to have a special ability that was written in the book, but not on their sheets.
Oh, I hate that.
That I missed.
Yeah.
That would have made it probably not that bad because you guys kept healing, but they had something called rotting aura.
Oh no. Gross.
As long as you have damage done to your person, you take void damage every turn while you're in their aura.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I missed that. They all the zombie brutes had rotting aura.
Damn. Okay. All right.
I kind of feel like they should have that automatically. Like, in general, like, they're giant fucking zombies.
The zombies in 2E, there's, like, a bunch of generic zombie abilities that you can give to any zombie to flavor them and make them just... They're not, like, strong enough to make them, like, significantly harder, but they're just, like, flavor.
Hmm.
That add a little bit extra. So this was just one that was specifically, like, give these ones riding aura. The husk zombies had an ability like that too. I did remember that.
That was the ones that exploded, right?
No, that was the sulfur.
That was a sulfur zombie.
The husk zombies were the ones you found in the locked in the room.
Mm. Oh right, oh. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a little after 2 a.m. and this place is in shambles. You have I'm just going to give you a lay of the state of Warland's Yard. So, the kitchen window is currently broken. the front door is broken and the back door is broken. And the shop window over here, the top one, is intact. And then the others, the bedroom, the other window, they're still fortified. Fortunately, none of the barriers got destroyed during this combat, so you don't have to go out and find a window or a door.
Right.
You just have to make your checks to repair one step or two steps.
So I'm gonna ask something very, very painful for you guys, but Edmund needs a nap. He's got to regain spells. He's got to move some of them around. So I got sleep.
Well, I don't have a problem with you taking a nap, but I'll let you all know I'm not very handy with a hammer and a nail.
That's okay. I can. I'll take up the hammer on this one.
Is like anyone down any HP by chance?
No.
I think you hit us with one real good third level or a three action heal towards the end of the combat. I'm sitting on 40 at this point, so.
Guys got real lucky with how poorly I was rolling.
Yeah, I took one hit from that and probably could have taken me out right away, but I think I took like 8 damage. So I was very, very happy.
Yeah.
None of the 6 shamblers ever managed to hit Corbinian in that doorway.
Amazing.
The zombie brutes, I was rolling rocks to hit you guys, not enough to crit, and then I was rolling piss for the d12 on damage.
Yep.
So I wasn't actually doing a lot, and Corbinian's heels were just taking you guys back up, and then I forgot the riding armor.
That is the double-edged sword of the D12.
Yeah.
Awesome, and also terrible.
Yeah.
I'm just mad that I rolled, like, 3 natural ones in that combat, and no natural 20s.
I know, with all those, you would think. Okay, I mean, so here's the thing, is that, like, I have an hourglass, so you guys can, like, time stuff. So we can use that. I also have... Let me see. You can use the Everlight Crystal, obviously. So I was just thinking of the stuff I can just, like, give you guys.
I was also thinking about the fact that we have not used any Alchemist Fire during these fights at all.
Yeah, we haven't.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Could we load... I mean... I know you gotta rest, but I'm just thinking if we get assaulted again, maybe leave the alchemist fires with you so you can throw them in a life or death situation if you end up with a crowd of zombies after you.
That's true, yeah.
Might be better to have those with you so you can fireball in the old-fashioned way.
Right, yeah.
And it's a moderate, so it's 2d8, which is sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one. Okay, I mean, I'm gonna give you guys my stuff. I hand you a rat, and I go, you can use this if you want. And I go lay down.
Is the rat dead?
No.
Oh.
Is this your familiar?
Nope. It's a rat statue.
Oh.
Oh, the rat statue.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with staying up as well. The only problem being is... I did want rest because I don't want to be fatigued and my save's going down.
Me too.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I'm starting to think maybe it's going to be a situation where we rest in the morning when the sun comes up at 6 and then start exploring in the evening.
Yeah.
Kind of situation, at least for us.
Building. Yeah, because we already went through a huge portion of this town. And it's really just going over the bridge and... Honestly, barreling through to the graveyard.
There was one building that had a magical
that
from his that we should probably hit, but I think that was the only building that had anything of note. And then there was the kid down by the river.
The ghost child or whatever.
Yeah.
Living in a tent down by the river.
Yeah, I mean, the Edmund fully believed that was like a real kid, and he just somehow has avoided, getting eaten. But
well, if the necromancer doesn't know that they're here, then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, the half iron is going to just start patching.
Yeah.
I'll start in the kitchen, probably, like we've been doing. Start in the kitchen. Leave the showroom open. Save that for last, because that's the most open area to funnel them in through.
Yeah. Theron will use the follow the leader, or follow the expert, and go to the back door and patch that one up. He's just trying to cover all bases at this point.
Okay. Why don't you each roll me some crafting checks?
Alrighty.
Are you doing anything else during this time, or are you just focusing on repairing?
Preparing. Because that's...
Yeah, I would say repair first, and then if I feel like we have time, I might work on some traps.
I'll do follow the expert too, and help repair, because I didn't realize it's such a good bonus. I could have a plus six to my crafting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
So that was a natural 20?
Hey. Dude, I rolled a natural 20. I was waiting to tell you. Oh,
yes. Fucking I rolled a natural 9.
So 15.
It's still good.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's not bad at all.
So... I really just want to go to sleep, so I'm just like, come on, let's make it good.
By around three, the kitchen and the back door are now intact.
Awesome.
And it'll be by 4 that the front door will be intact.
Okay.
And that's what I'm working on?
That's what you're working
on. Okay.
Really hoping. And have we seen anything since then?
It's been pretty quiet.
We might be okay.
I mean, if anything, we've destroyed a lot of the forces that this necromancer has. Theoretically.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, alright, now they're wary, so...
Do we turn in?
I mean, y'all can turn in. I'll continue to work on the door. And I have enough spells to kind of hold things off until y'all wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works. Alright, okay. We'll just shove right next to Edmund and tell him to move over on the bed. We all need to share this bed.
He is probably the worst bed buddy. He sleeps diagonal. Like,
yeah, see, that's still a giant-ass bed, so...
That's true.
Yeah, it's like a 20-foot bed or something, 10 by 10.
Baron, roll a perception check when you go in the bedroom.
God, Edmund's a zombie, I knew it.
Or actually, no. What's your perception?
Oh, perception is a plus 6.
Alright, you go to... So after you spend your hour crafting, and you nail that back door nice and tight shut, you head into the bedroom, and something catches your eye in the what is this? The most eastern window.
Yep.
Something. Some sort of fabric flapping in the. In the boards that wasn't there before.
In the boards inside or outside?
Outside. It's like outside the fortifications, but like stuffed in.
Oh, interesting. But I can see from the window.
You could actually probably reach your fingers through and grab it. It's a small piece of fabric.
Okay.
It's just like it wasn't there before. You guys didn't put it there.
Alright, he's gonna look outside first, tentatively. Like, in dark vision, do I see anything?
No.
Okay. He's going to pluck the fabric.
So you pull in, like, this piece of just, like, gray tan fabric. It's just ripped from something. Probably a piece of canvas. And you kind of unfold it. And on it, you see scribbled
in what looks like charcoal that just says, "Don't go outside. Hide. Stay quiet."
What?
Hate that.
Yeah, what the fuck? What?
Edmund, you're asleep.
That doesn't matter. He talks to sleep, probably. What the fuck?
Like, for how long? This says stay quiet. Like, would you interrupt Corbinian banging away at the door?
Halfyarn walks up to him and kind of glances over his shoulder, and he's, stay quiet. Not an option.
Well, perhaps indication that we might be good for tonight. Like, this would be Corbinian is done or currently working on it.
Yeah, this is after you're done with your hour. Corbinian's still out there hammering away.
But is the door, his door is intact, or is he still, he needs another hour before it'll be intact?
He needs an hour for it to be attacked.
I mean, in the meantime, we could always put a shelf in front of the door.
That's true.
That's quick and easy. And so
here's an idea. Instead of spending time banging hammers and being loud, we put the shelf there with an alchemist fire on top, rigged to fall onto the floor.
Ah, Home Alone. Understood.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And that way at least we'll wake up.
Yeah, to the sound of napalm.
Yeah, to the sound of napalm.
The sound of napalm and burning.
Yeah. I love the smell of burnt zombies in the morning.
Yeah. So Theron's gonna go out, and if Halfyarn also joins him.
I agree.
Also, remember, the last time you saw charcoal drawings was in the Pick and Pint. There was the drawings on the wall that looked like they were scribbled on by a child.
Oh, so it was probably the
depicting the zombies closing in around them.
The way it's shown. So he'll go out there, and Corbinian's just, I don't know, singing a tune, making a ruckus, doing a dance number.
Erasmus gonna bring the dead down there.
Exactly like that.
To the river of souls. Hey. To the river of souls.
So you wanna trap this front door in addition to the fortifications?
Well, I think we're thinking about trapping it instead of finishing the fortifications to keep the noise down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he'll just go with Corbinian, because Corbinian didn't see this. And...
Right.
Hey, lad. Cease for the moment. And he'll show the fabric to him. We have a guest outside.
I see. Well, it looks like they've been surviving here a little longer than we have, so seems like a good idea to take their advice.
So, what we're going to do is just move these shelves over. And he can do it himself, or Halfyarn can help him. And we're just on a pile, like, shelf on shelf.
Yeah. And if you'll let me roll a crafting to balance a alchemist fire on one of the shelves so it falls out the door, if possible.
There is a crafting check for setting a trap.
A trap, yeah. You let me know. Just go ahead and roll that now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. Ooh, not wonderful. 13. I really hope I don't light myself on fire.
You don't light yourself on fire.
But I can't.
But you don't get the try.
Okay, that's fine. At least we know that.
That took 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. We tried.
Okay.
Nothing's going on. You can try again.
Oh, okay. I'm a little afraid I'm going to roll a nat 1 and light the barrier on fire.
Yeah, Corbinian takes a few steps back.
Right, one more.
After seeing the first attempt.
Once more. Much better. That's going to be a 24.
Okay. You set your alchemist fire trap. All right. So that takes you about another 30 minutes.
Nap time.
Yep. Next time we finally get some well-earned rest.
You guys go back into the bedroom.
Well, I'm gonna stay out here and take watch. So any Langer comes in here, I'll give him watch for.
I think Half Yarn is also gonna do one more thing before he turns in. I just want to case the building, checking the floorboards.
Oh.
No, that's a good idea.
We saw so many holes in the floor, and I just want to make sure. See, just not even necessarily looking for anything that might be like digging up now, but just if there's any weak spots in the floor that could result in that. Is there? Do you want a perception for that? Do you want a crafting check for that?
What's your perception check?
Plus 7.
You're casing around this place. You don't find anything out of the ordinary. The store is pretty sturdy. Like I said, this one seemed to be abandoned before the worst happened to this town. So clearly nothing came up through here. And as you're just walking around, at some point Ogryn starts following you around. As you're rooting through the kitchen, you know, moving pots and pans, starts.
Just kind of Half-Jarn kind of playfully looks back and goes, "You don't know any of the creaky floorboards, do you?" I thought not.
He does pat at a cupboard though.
Ooh, okay.
I know exactly where he's going.
I go, "All right, well, what's in here?"
And you find, like, rations that were...
I see. He kind of pulls out some.
What's your diplomacy?
Not animal handling? No, I'm just kidding.
Or actually, you can go ahead and roll.
Can I diplomacy? Can I roll a nature instead?
Yes, you can roll a nature.
Okay, it gives me at least three more. 12.
All right, he doesn't seem to make too much acknowledgement of you, but he's purring, he's happy. Okay.
Yeah, he kind of
starts chowing down.
He gives him some scritches,
and you're hearing him kind of purring. And you stand up, you're just like, "Alright, well, there's nothing here." And then you start to hear over the purring.
Oh my god.
They're back.
From outside.
To arms!
For the love of Gaia.
As you hear the scratching at the outside again. The place begins to rattle again. Edmund, you are shaken from your slumber. As the boards outside, you hear the scratching.
Tired of this motherfucking zombies in this motherfucking town.
How many more of these things?
Open up a new pack of cigarettes.
Oh my gosh.
Steer yourselves.
I thought we were done.
Is there anything that you want to do in the immediate moments of preparation?
I am going to I'm going to drain my bonded item. So I take my hat off and I pray over it for like a second and focus with it, and I gain a spell slot back.
Nice.
That's what I can do.
That's not nothing.
No, nope.
It's good.
I'm getting blur back, so.
Hey.
Yep.
Well, yeah, blur's like saved you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't save me, but it might.
Oh, right. But that's it right, might. It was a 5 on the die.
I know.
Kelly got exactly.
Let's see. If it was about to drop his aura, you know, just to be like, "All right, finally, sleep." And he's like, "Nope." just like this earth sloughs off of him and then just immediately comes back. He's like,
man, I should have repaired my shield. I didn't do that.
Mending was cast on it, right?
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. I forgot about that.
Wasn't that prior to the last combat?
Yeah, that was prior, though.
Oh, that's right, okay. Yep. Oh, well.
Corbinian's going to take his typical spot, which is the entranceway to the kitchen. Seems to be a lot of good funneling happening there. A lot of shamblers, they can't hit me. So,
hold on. Bulk up in the kitchen, because then they can only come from a few directions, but we could at least take point on the doors, you know what I mean?
I'm good with that.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Sounds good.
Alright, so, and Edward is standing in the kitchen with his with the knife hovering on his hand.
Alright, so there's three points of entry here.
Yeah.
So who wants what point? I guess I'll take bedroom.
I feel like since you have more ranged abilities, Corbinian, I feel like maybe me and Theron take the doors unless...
Yeah.
Well, they've already broken through the window, though, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
They're both fortified, but...
Okay.
I'm trying to decide. I mean, they're probably going to come in through the showroom and the back window again. I'm just trying to think... strategically here. I don't have a lot of ranged options. That's my issue, usually.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to throw my spear away again.
Yeah. I have some ranged options, but being at this door frame, I mean, that kind of keeps people from funneling in, so.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any, we don't have, our buffs to our weapons have undoubtedly worn off at this point, I'm assuming.
Oh, right? I could cast that right before the battle. If we feel that they're imminently coming, a range of 30 feet, it costs 3 actions to cast. It's very quick. So I can infuse vitality once we feel like they're upon us. Mm-hmm. If Kelly will allow.
What is it again?
Infuse vitality for the weapons. It's a 3 action cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try to cast it, because the duration's a minute. I want to try to cast it, when I think that the battle's imminent.
Right. I have a small question about that. Does that apply to all weapons, or just the ones we're holding?
I think with 3 actions, I can target 3 weapons.
Okay.
So, if you have... Oh, wait, hold on a second.
I only ask because I have
No, actually, I'm wrong. It's targets 1-3 willing creatures. It says each targets unarmed and weapon strikes deal extra 1d4 vitality. So it is not attached to the weapon, it's attached to the character. That's awesome.
So wait, even my spells, like my telekinetic projectile will do that?
No, I'm not targeting you.
Oh, right.
No, yes, it's personal.
Wait, so would that work for my kineticist abilities then?
As long as it is an unarmed or a weapon strike, then yes.
That's why it does work on me, because I don't have a weapon.
I don't think it'll work on kinetic blasts, because those are essentially spells.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, just start slugging it out, Mark.
Weapons or unarmed strikes.
That's sick. That's so sick.
That is good, though. That's good for Jeb, because he can use a shield.
I can double down now. I can get the double damage for slashing with my axe. So I was thinking about, I might use my axe this round instead of my my spear, because they have slashing.
Gosh. Oh, yeah, because of the slashing. Oh, yeah.
Proc both weaknesses at once?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Because I was going to ask you to use the axe instead of the spear this time, unless this. So, yeah.
I think you can only proc a weakness, or I think you can only proc the highest.
No, I'm pretty sure you proc both.
If you can proc both, that's good. I know that somebody had messaged us and said that only the highest resistance works.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you have armor and mountain's resilience, it's only mountain's resilience that works. But anyway,
I'm saying use only the highest weakness.
Yeah, it's only the highest weakness. I was looking that up too. So.
Okay. I mean, regardless, knowing that all of your weapon attacks... So even if you have to take out a second weapon
Have to chuck the spear at somebody, I can pull the axe out and still have the bonuses. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, anyway.
Jake, when I start a combat and creatures are in the invisible state, will you see them on the encounter tracker?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Hate that.
That's a horrible question to be honest about.
Just checking.
All right, so Infused Vitality is cast. Your weapons glow with the now familiar, purple hue of Pharasma.
Yeah, so Kelly, all we see right now are the players. We don't see any of the creatures in our initiative, so.
Great.
When you reveal them, I believe that they automatically populate within the...
Within the order.
Yeah, within the order, but...
Nice.
It is telling us you're rolling dice privately, though, so...
It what?
It is telling us your Game Master privately rolls some dice, so...
Cool. Alrighty. Let's do some initiative.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, I will let you get your Infuse Vitality off just prior to the combat. That's fine.
Thank you.
So, Half Yarn, what is your initiative?
18.
Theron?
Not bad. 19.
Corbinium?
I got 26. Corbinian is not playing.
He's so wired right now.
So wired.
He's locked in.
I'm the most rested, so.
Yeah, you are.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And Edmund.
So it's clear you woke up Edmund, and he also can't light a cigarette. It's just, his lighter is just not flicking, and he can't get the match. 11.
You know, I knew you were going to be the only one who rolled bad.
Yeah.
He is 100% that meme of the guy waking up with the light shining on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it? That's the Scottish guy, isn't it? What's his name?
Yeah. You've told about him before.
Oh, God. What's his name?
All right.
Pound of feathers. Pound of.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
that guy.
All right. The. Corbinian, it is your turn. From what you can observe from where you're standing, the kitchen window is being torn open. And I will reveal that because the half yarn is right there.
Nice.
But it is, so that gets torn down. As there Ooh. Is a husk zombie outside ripping that barrier out. Corbinian, it is your turn.
All right, so I just see the one. In that case, I am going to use a vitality lash. A lash of vitality. So make me a fortitudinous save.
Fail!
Get ready to be rocked! A vitality!
Oh, dang. Did I mention that this 6 I got on this D6 is brought to you by Black Oak Workshop?
Black Oak Workshop. Black Oak Workshop.
So that is 13 points of vitality damage.
Right.
Is that a different zombie than we've seen?
It looks slightly different, the art at least.
To you.
I don't think we've faced that one before.
Yeah, it's just different art. It might just be different art used, but...
She's got a knife!
Right, yeah.
That's what you see.
Are you guys seeing something?
I'm not.
Seeing anything
either. Hey, if you get to the top and hit show to players.
I did.
Huh.
I don't know if you did. Do you guys see it?
Nope.
It says I showed it to all players. Show all players.
Featured image, a subject is not known.
I saw that, like, something flickered, like, on the screen, but nothing showed up.
Yeah, I got an empty window, so I don't know what's going on with that, but...
All right.
I zoomed in. I see.
Yes.
That is certainly a peasant zombie if I've ever seen a peasant zombie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Last action, I'm just going to raise my shield. Keep it simple. Cantrip shield. Let's go.
All right. I put the zombie in the.
I see.
Oh, all the windows are popping up for me now. There's like three of them. They're all blank.
She looks like a lady at the tavern.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so this zombie is very dried out.
Okay.
Alright, Theron, your turn.
Okay. So he doesn't see anything out here in the main lobby.
So for you, you see the back door crash in. And and outside you see something horrific. Actually, you probably can't see it from where you're standing. So the door crashes open and you hear tons of moaning.
I don't see anything.
But you hear many creatures. But you actually can't see from where you are. Unless you move.
Lovely.
Okay, so he... curious. He's going to take steps. Oh my god. One step. That's all I needed. That's big.
You see a gargantuan horde of zombies.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Okay. Okay, that's...
If you click on Mark's token, you can see it.
I can't, though. I'm clicking... Oh, I'm looking through. Oh, no!
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
So,
oh, no.
So, for two actions, he's going to throw out a Torag's hammer, a flying flame of just goes out to this horde of zombies. I have no idea. Roll a reflex save for the horde of zombies.
Natural 2 for a 10.
That.
Damn.
So close.
Ugh, dang it.
Yeah. Let's see. But that's not bad. 10 points of damage, almost max of fire damage.
Is this an area of effect?
It's a line, so.
Yeah, it is.
So what was your damage?
10. Fire.
Okay. You send this... fire hammer through this thing and just... lights a bunch of zombies on a fire and pummels through them.
Beautiful.
Anything else?
That's it?
Yeah, you moved. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I moved one step and I'm like, oh shit! Fire.
Me too. It's... There we go. Jed's turn. It is the half yard turn.
There's our horde!
I remember the start combat thing.
Oh, yes.
So you are in the kitchen window with the husk zombie outside. It's a husk zombie.
And I can only see one zombie out there, not multiple.
You can only see one.
I don't trust it.
That dang fog!
Right. Alright. I am going to do what I do best, which is draw the runes. I'm going to draw a rune onto my spear, which will be the Daedric rune of preservation. And then I'm going to stab out with a tracing rune here. That is going to be... 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right. So he's got a lightning rune on it now, and it does 8 piercing. And the rune is traced on, and then he will raise his shield and trace another rune.
How much shield? And did you do
vitality? Oh, vitality. My bad. I forgot about vitality. So that's D4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 points of vitality.
Alright, this thing is not too happy. Cool. Alright, next. Theron, this window also bursts forth.
Oh, shit.
And another husk zombie comes in. Turn on my... unconstrained movement. There we go.
Cool. All right. This thing. Let's see this ability. Okay, so this one.
Oh, a question.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Did the big group of zombies broke down the thing, right?
Yes.
Did the alchemist fire go off?
It's at the back door. You put the alchemist fire at the front door.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
I thought I put it the back door, but that was just, I guess it's me. I'm getting the front and back doors mixed up.
Sorry, well, I forget that. Alright, so let's see. So this husk zombie moves in very quickly.
Oh.
Gets into the room.
Oh no, they're sprinters.
Yeah, it quite literally sprints into the room.
Oh, I hate that.
And it will... Yeah, it's going to just leap over this counter into Theron, next to Theron.
Oh, shit. Oh.
And it is going to use an attack.
Damn, it's a lot of movement. Okay.
We've gone from Night of the Living Dead to 28 days later. This is a problem.
Oh, gosh.
And this one is holding a sword.
Cool.
My way. How's a natural 20 deal you?
No.
How's a natural 20 deal you?
No.
It definitely
sucks.
It's
about time. Oh god. Decapitation.
Ha! No!
Wonderful.
Triple damage. The target must succeed a fortitude save or die.
What?
Wow.
Holy shit.
No.
Wow.
What?
All right.
No. We have a rule that only Benson could draw that card. Remember? Remember, Kelly?
He really is the only one who ever draws the triple damage.
Yeah.
But that's canceled because he also only draws the normal damages.
Exactly. It balances out. There is no balance here, Kelly. All
right. Let's do the damage first. Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Goes around, comes around. That was max damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you kidding me?
A 6 on the d6. So that is 30 damage.
God damn. That's...
And roll a fortitude save.
You have a hero point, right?
Yeah, I do. It's fine. 26 fortitude.
Oh, all right. Thank God.
Fortitude is not decapitated.
Yeah, fortitude is my best thing. So, my con save is high. I'll say it's a plus 11 for my fortitude.
Oh my god.
Yiker, so this husk zombie bursts through that window and moves unnaturally fast and leaps over this counter and just swings its short sword and just gets you right in the neck.
Yeah.
And you move just enough, but that was a death blow.
Yeah.
But you are seriously wounded from this thing, and its turn is now over.
Yeah, like he yells out at this impact, like, "There's this one comic book up!" And he just screams in this roar, like, as blood is just shot out.
I imagine we hear the squelch of like your blood going around.
Well, Edmund can see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whew.
Corbinian can too. He's got line of sight.
Yeah.
What's crazy is I can't see the zombie. All I can see is Theron.
Oh god.
So I just see him just get brutalated.
Alrighty. Well, that was something. It is now this massive zombies in the back door's turn.
Wonderful.
Great. And I gotta put on restraint for this guy.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Oh, I hit a wall.
I can't not hit walls. I'm gargantuan.
So let me make sure I'm doing this right.
While he's doing that, I played a game called Iron Harvest. It dealt with like diesel mechs and stuff like that. Really good game, actually. There was a, most of the mechs would like walk around buildings, you know, like through the city. Mm-hmm. They're the largest mechs, however, fucking did not, and they would just trample buildings because, like, what are they gonna do? They right. can't walk. They can't walk down a normal street. So that's what I imagine with this, is that it's just like everything else will move around the walls. These do not.
All right. So these zombies start pouring into this through this door. There's got to be like 16 zombies in this horde. They're moving as one together, and they pile in. They wash up against the what's left of the shelves, and they pour into this room. And they get right up to the counter, and on their next turn there, and they are going to be up right on top of you.
Oh yeah!
But it took them a lot to like squeeze through this door. You know, it's not perfectly coordinated. There's zombies there. It's a gigantic creature getting through a small door. So it used its whole turn to get into the room, but you are now in here with this thing.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it is now... All right. That was the Husk Zombie. That was the Shambler. Oh, whoops. Husk Zombie on you. All right, I'm going to switch those Husk Zombies.
Oh, okay.
All right, now it's the Husk Zombie outside the window's turn.
Husk Zombie by the window.
This one, also with unnatural speed, whips out its sword at you, Half Yarn, and you are off guard to this attack.
Whoa. Even with the shield raised, wow.
You are off, you're off guard, okay. So... Not good enough. 18.
That's still gonna miss.
Yeah.
I was about to say that should miss.
Yeah.
Next attack. Ooh, that's gonna be probably a hit. I'd say that's gonna be 25.
That'll hit.
Dang.
8 slashing damage.
Okay. I can still shield block, or yep. If I'm off guard, even if I'm off guard, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's just, you take 2 minus 2 AC.
Okay.
So
you eight said damage. 8 damage. Okay.
What's your shield HP looking like?
Sitting at 13, but going down, what, how many? So that would be...
down by 4.
4, yeah. So I'm at 9 now.
What's the broken threshold?
It just hit the broken threshold now.
Okay.
Oh no.
So now your shield only gives you +1 to AC. Well,
+2 with the rune.
I guess the rune doesn't get halved. That's a circumstance bonus or a status bonus.
Yeah, it's a status bonus.
You lucky dog, you get +2 then.
Yeah.
So God,
it's weird because my Wanderer's Guide is still saying +3, but I'm going to treat it as +2. So
no, it's definitely...
It should be +2, yeah. And it says broken, that's the funny thing. It just didn't change the AC bonus. Probably because I have it manually boosted.
Tim, look up the broken condition for shields for me just to make sure we're doing it right.
I think we're doing it right. But,
last attack. 19.
That is going to miss.
Wait, last attack?
That is... Yeah.
Last attack.
Oh, the attack.
He used an action to put me off guard with the sword thing.
Oh, I thought he already attacked twice, so...
No, that was the second attack.
No, that was the third attack.
So it gets a third attack? Interesting.
Yeah.
Most zombies
That's right. Yeah, no, he did attack twice because he missed the first time. That's right, yeah.
Yep.
Yes, most zombies are permanently slowed. So that's interesting.
Right. And I mean, indeed.
Your turn.
And they might he might even be quickened if he did use an action to put me off guard, too, in the first place.
Oh, that's also true, yeah. Okay. So I yell out for Corbinian.
Corbinian, there's blame for the fucking neck!
And I'm going to... Okay, here's the thing. I want to run out and get a good AoE off. But if I run out, then that thing's turn is going to be next.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say AoE, How far do you have to be from this thing?
It's only a 15-foot cone.
Fuck.
It's a 15-foot cone. But I feel like I need to take some of the heat off of you, too.
I will say the problem with that situation is if you take the heat off, because I'm sitting at less than half, honestly.
I took chunky hits. Well, my other issue, too, is that, like, if I wait and you get hit a bunch more times, then there's nobody else.
Well, I'm going to say my next action is getting into the same room and closing the door.
Okay. I want to tell Theron to come in here because I don't want to go out there while it's just me without my buff spells and Theron who just took a heavy hit. So I want to hold my action. I want to hold my turn until Theron comes in here, and then when the zombies start coming in, when the crowd comes in, I want to cast I want to take my turn to cast Bone Spray.
So you're moving into initiative after Theron?
Yeah, I have to. Luckily, Corbinian goes before him. But yeah.
Okay, so I moved you to after Theron.
Yep. But I have my chicken bone ready to crack it open so I can just spray the hell out of these things.
Okay. It comes to Corbinian.
Yeah, I can't really find anything about broken shields. Not yet, so... I see a lot about armor, but not shields. So, just to let you know, still working on that.
I have it right here. I can read of it.
Oh, cool.
Broken is a condition that affects only objects. An object that is broken that when its damage is reduced... when it has reduced its hit points to equal or less than the broken threshold. A broken object cannot be used for its normal function, nor does it grant bonuses. With the exception of armor, broken armor still grants its item bonus of AC, but also imparts a status penalty to AC, depending on its category. -1 for broken light armor, -2 for broken medium armor, -3 for broken heavy armor. Broken items impose penalties and limitations normally incurred by carrying or holding or wearing it. For an example, broken armor would still impose its dexterity modifying cap, check penalty, and so forth. If an effect makes an item broken automatically, the item has and the item has more HP than its broken threshold, that effect also reduces the item's current HP to the broken threshold.
Huh. Yeah, so it's about armor in general. That's the one I saw as well. So
yeah, I don't see anything about shields. Yeah,
I guess a shield is armor.
Shield, I would say. I'm pretty sure shield is basically armor.
Yeah. But we'll keep noodling on it.
Yeah,
I'm in a little bit of a pickle because I would have liked to get a 3-action channel off, but the horde is just out of range. So I think instead I will use 2-action heal on Theron, keep him healthy. So that's a 2d10 plus 16 coming your way, which should do nicely. Oh, what is that on? That's a cracked eye, okay.
It's like you can't read what that is.
It was on like right in between. Hence the cracked eye. So 29 points of healing.
Ooh. Oh.
So you probably got almost all that back, what they took from you.
Yeah, I think he did 30 damage, so yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And then...
this person... Alright, so I found on Reddit, once a shield is to the broken threshold, it's broken, it can no longer be used.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It would
wondering.
Need to be repaired and used again. And then destroyed is obviously destroyed.
Right.
Okay, so can you just not use the shield? But the question always comes up for me is like, okay, it's broken and you can't use it, but how does it get to destroyed?
If it takes enough damage.
Oh,
in
yeah.
One swing, then
if he gets absolutely decimated, then yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are no zombies coming towards the north end, right, where the bedroom is?
None that you see.
Okay. I could give the Hafgarn my shield.
Toss him your shield.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
What kind of shield is it? Is it a wooden shield?
It's a... No, actually. It's a heavy rondosh. So it only gives a plus one item bonus to AC. However, it has a hardness 5.
Ooh, okay.
And it has 24 hit points.
Okay.
Hey, hang on. So, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to try to find it real quick and add it to my sheet here.
Rondosh.
Yeah. Heavy rondosh. R-O-N-D-A-C-H-E. Afion, take this! So he tosses it to you.
Okay.
So would a 19 hit you without the shield?
Yes, it would have, with the with the being off guard and all that fun stuff.
But you weren't off, you were not off guard to that attack. Only the first one.
Then if I was only off guard to the first one, I think it would not have hit. I'm going to remove that real quick. Yep, that would have missed.
Okay, good.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're only off guard to the first one.
Sweet.
So Corbinian, you tossed your shield, and what else did you do?
I healed Theron for 29 points.
Yep. Pretty much undid the crit.
Yep, not a bad turn if I do say so.
Theron, it's your turn.
Okay, so Theron feels conflicted just from that. He's like, okay. I feel better.
Head almost falling off, and now right. Completely better.
Yeah, feel a little better, but... The giant,
I got better.
But the giant fucking horde of zombies right here, scared, like, it, he's like, oh, fall back! But before he falls back, he's going to swing his mace that's enchanted by Phrasma's neutral maroon light, I guess.
Phrasma's judgment.
Phrasma's judgment. The fairy lights you might buy it. Hot topic. but he's going to roll just a hit with the mace first at this husk zombies. Oh, not bad. 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. Thank God that hits. That would be okay. Max damage with the mace. So it's 6 + 3, so 9 points of damage, and then it's a D4, I think.
Yep.
Four. 2 points of heal, positive energy.
Yes!
And yeah, he's going to swing one more time because he has 3 actions. So what he's going to do, he's going to swing again. Retribution style. So that is... Yeah, that's a 13.
Yes.
And last action, he will move. To get into, I guess, out of Edmund's way? Do you need me out of the way?
I mean, if you could get, like... So it's a 15-foot cone. Let me see, hold on. So my cone is going to be like that. Oh, wait, sorry. Coming from me. That's the cone. So if you get like to my bottom right, you'll be out of the cone technically.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Okay. And that was my last action. So.
All right, Edmund. These zombies, did they... Oh, well, I'm waiting for the crowd of zombies to come in, really. Because I need them to move at all. So I guess I'll... Oh, I can't ready a spell, though.
You can hold your turn.
I'll hold it until they come in.
Could you throw an alchemist fire out the door?
I guess I could. You do have those. Well, yeah, but then I would lose my turn.
That's true.
so I guess I'm... I guess I'm holding my turn until they come in. Okay. Half-Yarn.
Half-Yarn is going to keep holding the line here. He's going to... Oh, well, yeah. Free action, drop broken shield. I'll take an action to pick up new shield.
And then I will think on this for a second. I will then trace a rune on the shield and raise it, and then with my final action, how I want to do this, I guess. Oh, we didn't do the D4 lightning. I keep forgetting the D4 lightning on this guy when he doesn't move.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
So that's like two turns worth?
Just one turn. I trace
it's like
ten turns worth?
Right. 10 turns. No, 3 points of lightning damage from earlier when it didn't move, and then that rune I'm just going to leave on. Actually, you know what? I'm going to... Okay, yeah, I know what I'm going to do. Picks up the shield, traces rune on it, and then I'm going to evoke two separate runes. The one with the preservation rune on the spear. So that's going to trigger a fortitude save, and then there'll be a further fortitude save for a second rune that's traced on the target. So I'm invoking both of them. So I'll need two fortitude saves from you, Kel.
Okay.
First one will be for the rune of sharpness.
18.
That just makes it. Okay. So it's going to take 3 points of slashing, and then I'll need another one.
That was half?
That was half, yeah.
14.
That fails, so he'll take 9 points of lightning.
All right. Zombie's hanging in there.
That will be turn.
All right, Edmund, you have an opportunity to take your turn if you'd like, but you said you want to wait.
Yeah, I was saying that because I need to get this. Whenever that horde of zombies comes in, is when I want to cast my spell.
Okay. The husk zombie moves in, right up to both of you, and is going to take another swing at Theron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just laser focused.
Hey, saw a lot of blood come out and go back in.
Natural one.
Fuck. Yay!
Yes!
There you go.
Yes.
Self-decapitate.
Yes, let's hear it. Let's see it.
Fall into the void.
Creeping hesitation. You are flat-footed until the end of your next turn.
That's good. Okay.
The zombie realized how badly she fucked you up and was like, good God.
Or it's like, yeah, I fucked you up. Wait, why do you look healthy?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You should be dead.
Right, is this an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Should have tried to decapitate the wizard. And not the dwarf that has no neck.
Alright, that is that zombie's turn. Now the horde moves.
Here we go.
It will get one square in, and then...
How the hell is this going to work?
Yeah, I was just wondering about that.
Two squares in.
I hate that.
The zombie
like that.
It
is over top of me and Mark right now.
Yep.
It's a zombie monster.
Yeah, so this thing...
Jeez. I believe this is what we call being in the suck.
Literally a wall of death.
That is horrifying.
So the way these zombies can actually move is they can actually, like, form up into different, like, spaces.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's a crowd, so yeah.
Actually, it's actually a little more sinister than that. It actually looks like this. Did that work?
Nope.
Are you trying to stretch it to make it go longer into the room?
Yes.
Poop.
So
essentially it's a 20 by 15.
Okay, like the token didn't move. The token didn't change size, but the actual space is taking up.
Oh,
is,
I see what you're saying.
You click on it, you can see that it is now like more in an elongated shape.
Interesting.
I see that.
As the zombie is kind of like... yeah, exactly.
It's like a 3x4.
Yeah.
Whoa. Good God. The runes!
The runes! Alright, let me make sure that's all it can do.
Yup.
Yep, that is its turn.
Wow. Yep.
All right.
So it is now.
That's crazy.
You guys are. Theron and Edmund are now basically engulfed in the zombie horde as they are being overrun. And it is Edmund's turn.
Okay, arm so the nuke. I want. I'm going to take a 5-foot step to get out of the. To get out. I can't grab my token because the horde's on top of me. Can
you'll,
you just, like.
You'll bone spray Theron, though.
I will not because I'm angling it now.
Okay.
I'm gonna angle it. So I just took a 5-foot step.
You literally can't miss.
yeah. So I'm angling it and just towards the corner of the room where they all are.
Nice.
So I need all of them to please make basic reflex saves.
Right, troop, we'll do this reflex save first. 27.
Oh
my
what?
God. Okay.
Excuse me?
Regular success. Regular success.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a lot higher than I was expecting.
AOE though. AOE.
It is an AOE. That's why I was waiting for this, yeah.
Right.
Just have to assume that the zombies grabbed your hand and angled upward.
Husk zombie got a 27.
Oh god,
okay.
Come on.
Success on both. However, for 15 points of damage, halved to 7. Because it is a swarm, it is an AoE. There was a whole reason why I was waiting here.
Yep, you definitely see bones just hit multiple zombies. This thing is takes some extra damage. So 7. So.
Okay, and I will turn to Corbanian behind me, and I just give him a look, and I just say, "Drop for Asma's nuke."
What's a nuke? What's
a nuke? Yeah. What the hell is a nuke?
Damn it! I just closed all my fucking.
We're like, what's a nuke? I'm not from the Man of Waste, like.
Right?
He takes two little motes of Phirasma energy and. Pushes
together. Boom! All right, cool. I got one. Excellent. Close all of my tabs.
Nice.
Yeah, that happens.
Check on something. Okay. All right. So it takes some damage, and it is now. The husk zombie outside the window's turn.
Alright. The one that keeps hanging on.
One that's hanging on. And it is going to stab him with the sword.
Yikes.
Come on, Rondosh.
Come on, Rondosh.
I believe in the Rondosh.
18 to hit.
That will miss.
Yeah.
Yes!
Swing in again. Same roll. Lower
that
map.
Misses.
So
love
go.
It.
Let's go.
Two misses. And that is its turn. It is back to Corbinian.
You know I'm dropping that Phirasma nuke.
Yeah,
dropping the
nuke.
Tactical nuke
incoming!
All right.
Husk zombie outside. Reaction.
Yep.
Critically fails. That one's that one is dead.
Yes. Let's go.
How much it was.
So the one outside the window just
it knew.
Blasts away.
Love it.
It knew. Actually. It was just like, I'm out.
Fine. That one is dead. The other husk zombie. Okay. Did you get husk zombie 18?
That's a success.
There we go. And the troop.
Come on.
Kill is it? There's no way. This troop is too good.
35.
28. That's
a
why? That's a crit success.
Oh, no.
No, damn it.
I rolled really well.
This is unfortunate.
No, that was my last heal. No!
Oh, dang it.
Right, we are in the suck, everybody.
Give me the damage on the husk zombie.
So that'd be 4 on the husk. you know, plus weakness and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And then everyone else gets 9 points of healing if anyone's down.
Nope.
Oh, back to max.
So. Oh, I'm back to max.
Wow. This is bad. That was bad. This is so bad.
All right. Okay. Wow. Baron.
Okay.
You are engulfed in this mass of zombies. Oh, everybody gets healing. So what was the healing for everyone?
Nine. Yeah, so I'm back up the max. That's fine. So Theron, I can't click on him. But I'm gonna move him. Okay. Yeah, move back there. And he lights his fire again. He, one move action moves out, then two move actions, the Torag's hammer is just gonna be flying through these things.
Nice.
And so both of them need to make a reflex save.
The husk zombie rolled really well. 27.
Not a great success.
Troop rolled pretty good too. 24.
Well, success. So unfortunately I rolled damn decent to 8. So it'd be 4 points of fire damage to both of them.
Alright, so that's that. Husk zombie. And alright, so you throw that hammer through the Shambler troops, and you knock out like a couple of zombies, and this troop is now a smaller size.
Okay.
Ah, okay. It takes... reduce its size.
The thing that's like freaking me out is they haven't attacked us yet.
Yeah.
Like we've just been like kiting them, but this is the turn that they're just gonna get on us and wreck us.
Yeah, I think that they need to start their turn, or we need to end our turn in their swarm or something like that. It is the half yarn's turn. Oh, is that it, your turn, Theron?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you moved. Okay, so it is the half yarn's turn. The husk zombie out the window is dead, and you do not see more zombies approaching the window.
Thank God.
All right. All right, yeah, I am going to step up to this spot here. And then I will trace another rune on my shield to keep that rune in place. And then I'm going to strike out with my spear into the crowd, and hopefully I'll skewer myself a zombie here. A tracing strike. That's the word I'm looking for. That's going to be a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
Nice.
This is with your axe, right?
No, this is with the spear still.
Spear.
But still has vitality in it, so.
Yep.
I'm going to try to trigger that weakness here, so that's going to be 5 points of piercing plus 3 points of vitality.
Alright.
I don't know how you want to play the movement rules on this bad boy, but I feel like... No, I'm just kidding.
The lightning ring will hit something.
It's gotta hit
in
something.
My humble opinion.
All right, that husk zombie did not like Edmund's thing. His bone spray, so it's gonna step up to Edmund and take a slash at him. All right.
It's the strongest of us.
Ooh, it's a tweener. I know you're weak. Oh. You're a weak, pathetic little wizard. Okay. Okay, 20 to hit. That's it, yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm not weak, but yeah, that is.
Alright, 10 damage. Ow!
And Edmund is dead.
And Edmund died.
The wizard
collapsed
died.
To the floor. He like had exactly 10 hit points at level 3. That took a lot of negatives. That is the end of the husk zombie's turn. It comes to the Shambler troop's turn.
Here we go.
It is going to engulf all of you.
Yay.
Yep. And do its thing. It does the shambling onslaught. Everybody roll a reflex save.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. The shit.
Actually, hold on one second.
Shambling. No, it won't move.
Corbinian, you do not have to make the reflex save, but everyone else does.
Hooray!
This thing can attack 5 feet out of its range.
All right.
Wait, so are we still rolling reflex?
You guys are rolling reflex, but it's not...
Yeah,
it's just going to be... Corbinian.
Corbinian. Everybody but Corbinian, yeah. I got a 21 on my reflex.
Okay. 14. Success.
Cool.
Ugh.
Six.
Wait, what'd you
half
get?
Your arm?
16.
Fail.
16 as well.
Fail. All right. Oh. So these zombies lash out at you and start pummeling you. And you're going to take some damage.
Assuming the shield does nothing.
You can shield block to mitigate damage. You can still do that.
Sick!
Okay, that's going to be 15 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
To all of you.
Okay.
Or half to Edmund.
I was expecting
7 to Edmund.
Okay.
7 to me. Okay.
And that is its turn.
Alright.
Next. It is Edmund's turn.
Okay. Edmund's gonna take a 5-foot step back, holding his arm as she cut him pretty heavy, and he's got a bunch of scratches and stuff on his face. He's gonna reach into a pocket inside of his cloak and throw some dirt in the air and cast Scatter Scree onto the ground. So luckily, they're all in the space, so it's a little 10-foot line. So I need them both to make reflex saves again.
Husk Zombie gets a 16.
Fail.
Okay.
And
Troop 19.
Makes it.
Every time.
Okay. All right. Well, regardless, that is going to be 9 points of bludgeoning damage as it rains dirt and rocks on both of them. So halved, but then for the zombie horde, but then obviously being a swarm, I get a little bit of bonus there.
Yep.
Okay. That's all I did, because I had a 5-foot step, so. I don't want to be hit like that again. That hurt.
The troop shrinks again.
Nice.
Okay. We're getting it.
Say, if we survive this, we're just going to burn the whole building at this point, because there's a lot of zombie bodies.
Right?
Like, yeah, too many. There's a trail of zombies. I mean, there's so many zombies in here. This kitchen is filled with 2 full waves of shamblers. And now the dying troop. Alright. You guys hear something awful. You hear the storage room blast open, and you hear more footsteps and moaning coming from the storeroom.
Fuck
off. You're kidding me!
God.
Wait, what? Kelly, this combat was over.
We've only had 3
You
combats.
Thought it was over.
Oh my god.
As you oh know. God! It's another zombie horde with steel chairs!
Can anybody see it?
It's literally another one!
The half yarn can see it.
Oh my god.
Actually,
it is.
Corbinian might be able to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah. No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they came in through that bottom window, and took them a while to get through.
They didn't go through the open fucking door.
Wait, did they knock over the shelves? Alchemist fire!
Oh, right, the alchemist fire.
Yeah!
Yeah, they are in that space.
Woohoo!
Yes!
Who wants to roll it? I got it up here. It's 2d8.
Well, it needs to be a trap, so it needs to have a roll.
What is this, extreme? I'm grabbing
the traps.
Well, we know traps are famously really bad at their attack rolls, so. To judge, they all have like +20.
Yeah, where's the lathe?
Traps.
Yeah.
Ton of traps. Right. Need a roll or not?
What's your crafting roll there?
Ooh.
What's your crafting bonus?
It's a big old +9.
Okay, this can be a +9 to hit.
Let's go. All right, that is going to be a 23.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
So roll that Optimus Fire damage.
2d8, right?
Yep, and 2 splash damage.
Max damage for a 16. Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
Saucy.
And also 2 persistent fire damage as well.
Let's
go. 2 persistent fire, 2 splash. So hopefully they take a little extra from the splash, and then hopefully they keep the fire.
All right. Yeah, they don't put themselves out. They don't put each other out, do they?
Yeah, that was a chunky hit.
They just start patting each other.
And let me get them.
Amazing.
Fire bad. Let
me do their fire. It was 2 persistent fire.
Yep.
All right, let's see if they get their save.
Come on. Fail, Kelly. Come on.
Fail. They are still have persistent.
Yay!
Yes!
Throw us a bone.
Persistent. There it is. 2 fire. Alright. That is that Shambler's turn. It is now Corbinium's turn.
Oh man. So the husk zombie that is in the shambling mix, does that one look pretty messed up? I can't remember if we've been chunking at that one or not.
I'm chunking it.
Yeah, you guys have definitely hit it several times.
Okay. And then the troop, the numbers are quite thinned.
Yep, there's less of them now. It's more like four or five of them left.
Yeah. I either try to take out the troop, or I try to take out the striker. And I like the idea of they all kind of like go into each other's spaces, so it almost doesn't even matter, you know. So I think I'm gonna hit on the striker, the husk zombie. So go ahead and roll that fortitude save as I lash out with Phrasma's vitality.
18.
Ugh,
every toss.
Every freaking time, Kel, you roll exactly my DC.
He knows.
He does. So 11 points of damage becomes 5, but I proc the weakness. Meh. Not enough.
Exactly. It's remaining just a hit.
Oh!
And we'll see you next time.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god. Ugh.
I say we just burn the place.
Burn the whole place.
Just burn the whole place, yeah.
it's better. This
building's made of stone, you can't do that.
Hey there, everybody. Jake the GM here. Halloween season is in full swing right now, and that's why I want to talk to you about our friends over at MistyMountainGaming.com. So here's the thing. You love scaring people during the season. Getting a little spook, getting a little fun in can always be had, and it's always good for everybody. But here's the thing. What's the best way to scare somebody? Buying them dice. Now, you might be asking why, and here's the thing. With dice, there's an almost infinite possibility, okay? How many times can you roll numbers? How many times can you get the same number? The infinite possibilities could scare somebody. And it's the best prank you could ever do. Buy somebody dice and scare them with, boo, natural 20. Boo, natural 5. Boo, here's a d12. You see where I'm going? I think you guys can do it. Head on over to MistyMountainGaming.com. Make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for an extra 10% off, and I'll see you in the next episode.